Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I already have Sixers fans mad at me. Oh, I thought you were a Philly guy. I always love that. Oh, I thought you were a Philly guy. You know, you're criticizing Brett Brown. Here they come. Here they come. You know what they're not doing? They're not winning with Brett Brown. Sorry to tell you that. Spoiler alert. Sorry to ruin it for you. When you hire a coach to oversee a blatant collapse, where you're asking your coach to go out there and lose, and that's the guy you hire, you know what he's not prepared to do? Win the high-level chess matches. Oh, you're a Philly guy. You're supposed to be, like, cheering for the Sixers. No. You could cheer for the Sixers and be realistic. If you want to pucker up and kiss someone's hindquarters, you're feel free to do it. It's not very sanitary. I'm just going to tell you that. Probably not what you want to be doing. Yesterday, there was a splash made in the world of sports. Anthony, I need your help a little bit. I'm on the Fanatics website right now. What do I want? Do I want the Harper red t-shirt or do I want the Harper blue?
I would think you would have to go with Philly's red.
You think I got to go with the red?
I mean, I would.
Go with the red there and go with that red. What was your thought when you saw the press conference yesterday? Did you see, Denny, the press conference?
I did see some of it. I kind of enjoyed when he talked about bringing a title back to D.C. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, you enjoyed him tripping up on that one. I enjoyed, as you know, and I'm not going to change my opinion now. I told you from the very beginning that when the offseason started, Manny Machado was the guy that I thought was the best player out there that you could potentially see end up with the Phillies. So I'm not going to change my tune now and go, yeah, well, guess what? Getting Harper was the greatest thing. Look, I'm excited they got Harper. He's fantastic, but I would always choose I'm always going to choose a left side of the infield guy who I think, by the way, is better at the plate, a better hitter than a guy like Bryce Harper. But if you get a chance to add Bryce Harper to the team they've already assembled, I think it does push them over the top in the National League East.
And now at $26 million a year, that will put you guys in play for Mr. Mike Trout in a couple of years. Well, how about that? Maybe an outfield of Harper and Trout.
Well, that's going to happen. If you saw the press conference yesterday, he already knows it. Who spent the most time selling Bryce Harper on becoming a Philly? Was it one of the current Phillies? Was it a legendary Philly? No, it was Mike Trout. And I believe you're going to see Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball start to get really uncomfortable with this. The idea of Trout sort of telegraphing his move in free agency where he's going to go, and it's extremely clear. If you don't know where his passion lies, go look at the giant mansion and estate that he built. Then figure out from that giant mansion and estate that he built, what stadium would he be able to drive to every single day from it? Then go look at his social media and see him wearing his Eagles jersey, his Sixers jersey, his Flyers jerseys. Yes. And then yesterday, Bryce Harper letting it, well, this also gives us the flexibility to go out and sign somebody else, and there's somebody else coming off the books in a couple years. And we'll see how that goes. Is that tampering or not? Because, Anthony, I have my thoughts, but you're a Met fan. Is that tampering or not for a Major League Baseball player to reference another? Even though he didn't reference him by name, everybody knows who he's talking about.
I feel like it is.
I think it is, too. And so I'm not going to be the homer here. I think it is tampering that you're talking about a guy who's under contract with somebody else. And if Artie Moreno, the owner of the Angels, did the smart thing And Artie, I'm a student of business. I love business. If I can help out a successful businessman like you, because I think you might be too close to things, if I can help you out just a little bit, you can get something for him now. Or just get one draft pick for him later. You can get something for him now. And the longer you wait and the longer you hold on to him, the more difficult it's going to be to get anything of value for him. Make the deal now. Call Matt Klentak, or you call John Middleton, the owner of the Phillies, and just say, let's get this out of the way. I know where he wants to be. He's selling a free agent on coming and playing in that town so my guy can join him. I know where he wants to be. Let's make the move. Let's make the move now. The Angels could say to the Phillies, we want your top three prospects, period. Oh, and we'd like one or two guys off your major league roster. And get the deal done. And be done with it. Instead of trying to bluff your fan base into believing, yeah, you know what? He may sign with the Angels. The thing I liked most of all yesterday was Bryce Harper speaking to the national media and saying, yeah, since the day I was in Washington, all I ever heard was, he wants to be a Yankee. Mentioned it a couple times. No, he didn't want to be a Yankee. That wasn't something that interested him. That wasn't what his passion was. He wanted to be somewhere where he could lay down roots, be part of an organization where he knew he'd be comfortable, and play in a place. And guess what? I truly believe if the Dodgers offered the same deal, I think that deal would have been with the Dodgers. I think he would have went to the Dodgers if the same deal was offered by the Dodgers.
Absolutely.
I think he would have been a Dodger, right?
Yes, because obviously closer to home, Vegas.
Right, right, right. And I don't knock him for that at all. I mean, but I'm not going to bluff myself and say if the Dodgers made that commitment to him, he probably would have been a Dodger. If the Giants made that commitment to him, he might have been a San Francisco Giant.
Now, how much pressure is on Kapler now?
I think it's huge. And you know what? The problem is, I think Kapler is
how short of a leash is he on?
Oh, he's on a
if
short
they go on like a 4-5 game losing streak.
No, then... no, not that early. Are you telling me? Are they 6 games out at Memorial Day? If they're 6 games out, if they're 6 games out at Memorial Day, Gabe Kapler's got to be shown the door. Got to be shown the door. I don't expect that to happen because honestly, I'm looking at it right now. I think the National League East could have 4 teams within 5 games of each other on Labor Day. Top 4 teams. I'm not counting the Fish down there in Miami. Top 4 teams in the division, all within 5 games of each other at Labor Day. Is that crazy? I think the Mets are improved. I still don't like the Mets lineup. But if the Mets pitching is healthy, they are ridiculously good. I think the Nationals look really good. I think it's hard to say you've taken Bryce Harper out of that lineup and you've improved yourself, but you may be just as dangerous as you were last year.
That outfield's still looking pretty good.
I think so, too. And how's that starting pitching looking?
They added Corbin, the Scherzer, and Strasburg.
Yeah. Right now.
They addressed the back end of the rotation. Annabelle Sanchez they brought in to help out that situation.
And remember, Annabelle Sanchez was the Game 2 starter for the Braves in the postseason last year. He's now going to be, what, the 4 or 5 starter for the Nationals? I mean, look, the Nats and the Mets go, if healthy with the Mets, and you always have to say if healthy, the Mets 1-2-3. And the Nationals, 1-2-3, beats the Phillies 1-2-3 any day of the week. So if you're just going to pencil in the Phillies and say, well, they're winning the National League East, yeah, it's all over. I think you're being a little short-sighted, just a bit short-sighted. There's a lot of baseball to be played, and the Phillies still need, in my mind, still need starting pitching. They still need one more veteran starting pitcher out there. Justin Shackle, you may see his mug on the Jumbotron there when you go to a Yankee game if you're lucky. And Justin, what do you think yesterday of that? The whole idea that Harper answered specifically the people who said, well, everybody said I wanted to be a Yankee. And he never expressed that. And it was weird because I'd heard from people in baseball circles who know Boris and who know that and said, it was never the Yankees. It was never going to be New York. It was going to be one of the California teams, maybe Arizona, or it was going to be back to the Nationals or maybe a team like the Phillies. It wasn't going to be New York. He didn't want it.
You know, I think for almost, 8 years now, people still perceive Bryce Harper. Some people still perceive Bryce Harper as the 18-year-old kid that they saw in, the clips of him in the minor leagues slamming his helmet, yelling at umpires. I think a lot of people, for the first time in a while yesterday, got to see who Bryce Harper actually is.
He doesn't let a lot of people behind the curtain, though.
No, he doesn't.
And he's it's weird. It's a guy like Freddie Freeman in Atlanta. Freddie Freeman, who people in Atlanta always say, Bryce Harper's the Antichrist. Bryce Harper's a jerk. Bryce Harper's this. You know, always hear it doing a radio show down here. And the Philly fans, by the way, last August, they thought that way about Bryce Harper, too, by the way. And then you talk to guys like Freddie Freeman and others, and they're like, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. They would love to have him in their locker room. I just don't know. I don't know about the I'm anxious to see the fit when things start to go badly. And at some point, they will go badly.
You were talking about Gabe Kapler and being on the hot seat. What kind of manager do you think suits this team now?
I want a veteran manager. I want a guy. I don't want Dusty Baker. I don't want someone who's like a 3-4-time retread over. But I want somebody who's more of a veteran manager. You know who I really love? Is a guy, Brian Snicker in Atlanta. A baseball lifer who got his first managerial job at 60 or 59 or 60. And waited his whole life to do it and doesn't overmanage, manages a clubhouse, manages personalities. That's what I would want.
Well, he's unavailable.
And he is. I want to then give me a guy like Snitker. And there's other baseball guys like Snitker. Go find one. Because I think that's what this team needs. They need a calm hand. I don't think they need an Aaron Boone type. I don't think they need somebody who's, wet behind the ears. This team needs somebody, I think, because the expectations are going to be high. They're going to be really high. By the way, if they sell, by the monetization of a Phillies ticket and then every other dollar the team makes with every ticket on average, like how much people spend on parking, eating, things like that, they have to sell less than 260,000 tickets a year to pay his salary. I mean, an extra quarter of a million seats a year due to Bryce Harper, they already did that in 3 days in ticket sales in the office. So they absolutely can take care of business with something like that.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.